This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what are we looking at with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a little bit of weakness here today. We've got corn market trading 3 to 4 cents lower, trading at the kind of the near-term lows. Beans are down about another nickel, and wheat market's also down another 4 cents. We do have the government shutdown has begun officially with Congress not extending essentially the funding of the government. That's going to make it a little bit more tricky, Mark, to get data over the next couple of weeks or until they bring the government back online. So flying a little bit blind data-wise. Probably seeing a little bit of continuation from the essentially bearish report that came out on the report stocks number, especially for the corn and the wheat yesterday. And then on top of it, you just got one heck of an open window to harvest here the next week to 10 days. We got temperatures here in northern Illinois in the mid to upper 80s this weekend. So a lot of ground is getting covered on the harvest activity front.
So what do you think that means, Jim, for the trade right now? Is it going to be quiet? Is it going to be low volume because of all the uncertainty? Where are you looking at in terms of what we might see from the trade?
Well, right now, you know, I would say the volume is going to die down a little bit. There's a lot of people, a lot of analog traders, computer AI traders like to trade the headlines. We're not going to get the headlines, you know. I think there's some, you know, some questions of what's going to be released, what's not going to be released. We know that right at this point, if it's closed long enough, we won't have the October WASDE report.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further. And it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
December corn down 3 1/4 at 412 1/4. November soybeans down 5 1/4 at 996 1/2. October soybean meal down 280 at 262.90. October soybean oil up 26 cents at 49.13. Chicago wheat down 3 1/4 at 504 3/4. Minneapolis wheat is down 3 cents at 560 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 6 3/4 at 491 even. On the Merck, October live cattle down 38 cents at 231.48. October feeder cattle is up 25 cents at 361.28. October lean hogs down 13 cents at 99.73. Class 3 milk up 2 cents at 17.24. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.